It's the last high school summer for three Surrey basketball players who will head to Newfoundland to represent BC at the 2025 Canada Games. Pacific Academy's Judah Ashby, Tamanawis Secondary's Luca Gazina and Semiamo Secondary's Jack Sneed, who all start grade 12 this September, have been selected for the U17 BC Provincial Team, a 12-member squad that will play in this year's Canada Games in St. John's, NFLD. The trio of talented athletes, all of whom have been awarded with many MVP titles over their careers, some in more than one sport, all just returned from playing for 10 days in Atlanta and Chicago with Canada West Hoops. All are looking forward to the games, and to contributing to the sport they love in different ways. Gazina, at 6 feet 11 inches, is a forward who used to play football, but a principal at his school introduced him to basketball in grade 8. I'm looking forward to playing a lot of good players, there's going to be a lot of athletic guys from all over country there. At 5 feet 11 inches, Ashby's position is guard. A lifelong basketball player whose father helped feed that love of the sport, Ashby is hoping to help make some major plays happen in the national tournament. I'm expecting to just move the ball and push the pace. I feel like that's the main reason I'm on the team, is playmaking, and also, to be able to just knock down shots and hit open threes and shoot well, he noted. Sneed, at 6 feet 6 inches, who initially played soccer before getting into basketball and also plays volleyball, is a forward but also focuses on defense. I'm more of a small forward, kind of in the middle of these two guys. I'm kind of on the wing and I attack inside, he said. I feel like a major reason I'm on the team is defense. I bring a lot of energy on the defensive side. I can be versatile on offense, but the main thing for me is defense. All three athletes also traveled to Quebec a couple years ago as part of the U15 BC provincial team to compete at nationals, in addition to playing with Canada West Hoops and a Vancouver-based club as well as their respective high schools. It brings us together. It's a team sport, so you need everyone on your team. It's not like you can do it just by yourself, Ashby said. The unity that it brings and the balance that it brings. If it weren't for basketball, I wouldn't really know these guys, so it's pretty cool that we can come together in our province and represent something bigger than ourselves, and then go and try to get a gold medal. All three All-Stars know they'll face some tough competition in Newfoundland, with BC, Ontario, Alberta and Quebec being the perennial top four teams who nearly always end up in what is called the power pool at the games. Ontario always has a powerhouse team, Sneed noted, but Alberta has a strong team as well and this year, that's who BC will play first in the power pool portion of the competition. Maintaining their focus throughout will be key, they all said. I think it's being able to stay focused for the whole game, whether you're getting subbed off and sitting, or how many minutes you're playing, being able to come in and impact the game right away is a big thing, and I think that always comes down to focus, Ashby shared. The perseverance and mental toughness is important, especially at Kenyatta Games, you're playing 6 games in 6 days, so you've got to stay tough, Gazina added. Sneed pointed out that it can be physically and mentally challenging during any competition, especially coming back from playing a long, 10-day stint in the States. You're going to get sore, you're going to have bad games. Being able to stay composed physically and mentally, it does definitely wear you down. Having the mental toughness to play through that, and stay true to yourself and trust the work that you put in to carry you through. I feel like it's going to be more of the same in Newfoundland, said Sneed. While their focus is on the Canada Games prior to the start of the school year, all three athletes are already starting to think about hoops after high school, and playing basketball post-secondary, and maybe, even beyond. While Gazina is hoping to perhaps play somewhere south of the Canadian border after grade 12, Sneed thinks he may stay more local, although nothing is yet set in stone. I see myself definitely playing post-secondary, I don't know where it's going to go from there, but that's been the goal, play basketball and get some education paid for, and hopefully and get a degree. We're fortunate enough to have basketball as an option to help us get where we want to go. Ashby see a future for himself in basketball and hopes to eventually coach the sport he loves. I want to play somewhere post-secondary, just try to get my education paid for, and then, in the future, I'd also like to coach, because basketball is in my family. Visit CanadaGames.ca to find out more about the 2025 Canada Games and where to watch.